Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel on the latest leg of his extensive Middle East tour. He's expected to reiterate calls on Israel to do more to reduce civilian deaths in Gaza. More details from Anthony Zerker.
For the past 3 days, Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, has traveled around the region, first starting in Turkey and then hitting a number of Arab nations. He has gotten information from these Arab leaders about what it would take to get them to, one, work as hard as they can to keep the conflict in the Middle East from spreading outside of Gaza, but also what it will take to establish a what they call a durable peace in Gaza after Israel begins to roll down, wind down its military campaign there. So now that Antony Blinken has heard what all of these leaders have to say, he is here in Tel Aviv, and on Tuesday he is going to be conducting an entire day of meetings with Israeli leaders. He is going to present to them what the Arab leaders want.
The president of Ecuador has declared a state of emergency and ordered the armed forces and police to take control of the country's prisons. The measure was announced after the country's most wanted drug lord disappeared from a high-security jail. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
The 60-day state of emergency allows the security forces to carry out search and rescue operations across Ecuador without a warrant. It also introduces a curfew, which will be in place daily from 11 in the evening to 5 in the morning. President Daniel Noboa said he wouldn't make concessions to the criminal gangs, which he described as narco-terrorists. His decision follows the embarrassing escape of Adolfo Macias from a maximum security prison on Sunday. Fito, as is better known, is the boss of the powerful criminal group Los Choneros. More than 3,000 Ecuadorian soldiers and police are now looking for him.
United Airlines has found multiple loose bolts on door plugs during inspections of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft fleet. It comes days after a window and chunk of fuselage blew out of an Alaska Airlines passenger plane mid-air. In a statement, United said installation issues relating to door plugs would be remedied before the aircraft type would return to service. With the latest for us, here's Sarah Smith.
United Airlines have grounded all of their 737 MAX 9 aircraft after that incident on Friday, and they're inspecting all of them. And in fact, the BBC's news partner here in America, CBS, say sources have told them that loose bolts have been found on the door plugs of at least 5 United airplanes.
The door plug is a piece of fuselage with a window that can be used as an emergency exit. This is the World News from the BBC. US President Joe Biden has condemned white supremacy and political violence during a visit to South Carolina aimed at shoring up support from black voters ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Mr. Biden was speaking at the historic Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, where a white supremacist gunned down 9 black parishioners in 2015. The White House says it will investigate why President Biden and other senior officials were not informed for several days that the US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in hospital. It emerged on Sunday that it took 3 days for President Biden to be made aware of his Defense Secretary's hospital stay. The company behind the latest American mission to soft land on the moon has said the planned touchdown may not happen because the propulsion system of its Peregrine 1 robot lander is faulty. Jonathan Amos has the latest.
It had started with a picture-perfect rocket launch that put the Peregrine spacecraft on just the right path to reach the moon next month. But within hours, Astrobotic, the company that had devised the mission, was reporting major problems. Peregrine was struggling to keep its solar panels pointing at the sun to provide essential power. Engineers quickly identified a fault in the propulsion system, and although Peregrine was eventually made to point the way it should, the spacecraft was losing fuel. Astrobotic conceded a lunar landing looked impossible, and that it was now thinking about what could be salvaged from the mission's original objectives.
The Wales and British and Irish Lions rugby star JPR Williams has died at the age of 74. The former fullback was synonymous with Wales' triumphs of the 1970s and the victorious Lions tour of New Zealand and South Africa. A medical doctor by profession, JPR Williams captained Wales and Bridgend, winning 55 caps for his country. That's the latest world news from the BBC.